Duke and Dow with you in studio this morning. Also joining us in studio, our next guest today, recently graduating from Star Valley High School and the MVP of last week's Wyoming Shrine Bowl. That's Smith McClure in studio today. Smith, good to have you back with us at least for one more final time here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, Smith, let's talk about the Shrine Bowl. You had a bunch of your teammates and that were out there last weekend competing in that game. You, Grant Thompson, Riley Erickson, Bryson Neal, Cooper Lawson from Star Valley, Kason Walker of Cokeville, another LCSD2 kid there. But kind of talk about the experience you had with the Shrine Bowl, and then maybe we'll get into how the game went.
I think it was a great experience for me, especially, you know, it's fun to play one last time with my friends, but I think it was cool to build the relationships with kids on other teams as well. And to become friends with kind of like everybody on the team, be a family with all 36 of those players. I really liked that experience, but I think mostly that what I got out of it was how grateful and fortunate I am that I have athleticism and a body, two legs to walk. We got to go see a lot of the Shriners kids and their struggles, but I think it was awesome that I could help with them and help raise money and be a part of something that's bigger than myself and bigger than football.
So some years they actually go to the hospital, some years they haven't been able to. So you actually went to the hospital this year? You had the chance to have that experience happen?
No, this year it was a little bit different. Rather than going all the way to Salt Lake, they just had the Shriners from Wyoming come to the Shrine Club.
Uh-huh.
And then, Shriner Temple, I think it's what it's called. And we just went around and talked to everybody for about a couple hours. Yeah, it was really good.
So, yeah, you have a chance to kind of talk to some kids. I saw one clip, I think it's from wildpreps.com. You know, kid gets to score a touchdown, and you guys are part of that. Kind of talk about what you were able to learn and from meeting some of these kids. Let's be honest, kids worship high school kids, and then you guys get to do this. And so little kids looking up to you, but kind of maybe talk to us about that.
I think it was a great experience, not only for them, but for us. I think it's cool that they do look up to us and that I can, you know, encourage and have some impact on them. But I think it's cool for me to be able to be a part of that and to help them. Like, it really means a lot for me that I can be something bigger than myself, yeah.
You mentioned kind of playing with your new teammates. Of course, some of them were your longtime teammates, but that bond grows pretty quick when you with your teammates when you have experiences like that. So maybe touch on that a little bit, how as a team, in just a short week, you guys are able to develop those friendships.
I think a lot of it was through practices. I mean, we're playing against each other all practices, and we practiced twice a day in the blazing heat. Yeah, it was the worst. But a lot of it too was after practices and our free time when we're hanging out on the bus, especially. We're talking, getting to know each other, and it's cool to hang out with all these athletes that are the best on their teams, and we're the best on ours. And it's cool to hear their experiences and what they like to do, and just build connections. I think that is really fun to do, and I think my funnest part of the week.
Let's talk about the game itself a little bit. It's a very competitive game. Unfortunately, the South scoreboard wide comes up a little short. 34-28 was the final. But kind of talk to us about this. You seem to have a special connection with the receiver from Laramie. Just looking at kind of the numbers, you threw three touchdowns. Did you feel like the game's going to go that way?
You know, I really didn't know what to expect when the game started, but I think a lot of that came from, like, the short stuff. Like, when you get into rhythm as quarterbacks, it's really easy to hit those long throws. So when I threw a couple short ones to Max or to Bryson, then those long ones start coming in, and I can, like, I feel confident to make those throws. But, yeah, I think once I got that first touchdown down, I was just like, all right, let's go. And then we started rolling.
Did it come back pretty quick? I mean, once you got into that rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess the offense is always tricky to learn when you're learning somebody else's offense that you're not used to. Like, I've been growing up learning Coach Young's offense for the past 4 years, and then just to switch it up that fast. But I think once we put pads on and cleats on, it's all just football. Like, it's easy to get back into rhythm, I feel like.
I was going to ask what it was like to have a different coach, because you mentioned the Coach Young scheme. You've had that almost your whole career, right? So what was it like to have a different coaching staff and learning that different type of offense?
It was a lot different. I think that we were really fortunate to actually have a great coaching staff. We had some awesome coaches on our team, from Pine Bluffs, from Laramie, from all levels of classifications. And it was weird, like hard, I would say, to learn their offense. But it's easy when you have your coach right there to ask you and guide you, to ask, and you can ask any questions you want, and he can guide you. But yeah, I wouldn't say it's all X's and O's, but it's really similar to what we run. It's just different, like, words and lingo.
Well, Smith, I kind of go back to, like, your sophomore season, and we had that just in terms of development of the program and you as a player and things like that. Kind of talk to us about how you feel like your experiences have molded and shaped you over the last several years in terms of that.
Yeah. I would say as a sophomore, I was very unconfident of myself as a quarterback. I think a lot of that is Coach Young and Coach Clove building confidence in these young, in us as younger quarterbacks, to gain confidence in our throws and in our reads. They spend so much time with us. Like, during the season, I see them more than my family sometimes. So, to have them in my ear all the time and telling me what to do and guiding me, it really builds that confidence in the level, and it prepares you for varsity, I feel like, when you're coming up through the younger stages. So
when you reflect now that it's all over, right, you reflect back at your time as a Star Valley Brave, most students, athletes would be happy to get one. You were part of the back-to-back-to-back, quarterback for the back-to-back-to-back. What's going to stand out for you most now that it's over, that you reflect back on it?
I think it'll be similar to my experience at the Shrine Bowl, is probably the relationships that I build. Like, you know, having all the awards and the state championships is, like, amazing. Like, it feels so great. But what I think I'm going to remember forever is all the memories that I've built with my friends and the coaching staff. And when I think back on it, yeah, we three-peated, but I'm going to be talking to my grandkids about the bus rides, or I'm going to be talking to my friends in 50 years about our bus rides, or in the hotel rooms after games and stuff. So, yeah, I think that's what I'll take out of it.
It is amazing how often that answer,
the bus rides,
comes up, because it's almost like the crucible in which you all survive and perform afterwards, the long bus rides. Well, Smith, you were just kind of talking about it right before we went on the air. You got a big trip coming up here in just a little bit. Your post high school life awaits. Kind of talk to us about what you got coming up.
Yeah, so I'm serving a full time mission in Peru, and I'm leaving on July 9th. I'm headed to Lima Tambo, Peru, is the name of the mission. So I'll be gone for 2 years.
Very cool. I'm sure you'll fit right in with the people from Peru, right?
Yep.
Do you know what's after that? What's next? Obviously, that's the big one coming up. Have you looked beyond that much yet?
Yeah. So another thing is my brother's coming back on July 4th, Taft McClure. He's coming back, and he's probably going to go play junior college in California. We're pretty confident we know where, but I think that's my plan as well, is I'm going to go on a mission, come back, play some junior college, and then transfer out of there, because that's kind of the way to go these days. Like, it doesn't count towards your 4 years of eligibility, so, yeah.
Well, not only that, I'll be honest, nothing against other quarterbacks that I've seen sign and go play somewhere, but I'm thinking to myself, they didn't want Smith McClure, or, you know, in terms of being able to play at that next level. I think you absolutely can. And so, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens. And plus, you'll be bilingual by the time you do it, right?
Yeah, true.
Absolutely. All right, Smith. So all the input, single game records, all the single game or season records you hold, the three championships, and it's kind of out there, the 2024 Star Valley Braves, were they the best ever? You know, that's up for debate, and you're certainly in that conversation. But when people think of the 2024 Star Valley Braves football team, what's the one thing you want people to remember about you guys?
For the younger classmen, I hope that they remember that we were the nicest and the kindest and the most supportive. I feel like we really made that a kind of goal for our year, is to support the underclassmen and be kind to them. As far as the community, similar thing. I hope they think that we were good kids and that we weren't just football players, and that we helped supported the community and did what we could to be good young men.
It's a good answer, man. It's a good answer. That's Smith McClure this morning again, Shrine Bowl MVP, and off to Peru in just a couple of weeks. Smith, wish you the very, very best, man. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning on the SVI Radio Network.